нам мечталось, что нас ждет великая жизнь. А оказалось, что лютая жесть. Наши сверстники вместо молитвы торжеств по утрам кричат детям «Ложись!». За оградками множатся ямы, крематории топят ремарком. В небе над кладбищем, где лежит мама, бомбардировщики с курсом на Харьков. Крыльчатки сирен рубят воздух, тонкую кожу сменяет кирза. Родные тела в неестественных позах, перемещенные лица в слезах. Это мир, где у всех не все дома, это война без надежды на успех. Потому что не может быть по-другому, в мире, где не все дома у всех.
Когда я прославлюсь на всю страну, я избавлю нас всех от боли, что запрет. Проще с неба достать луну, у тебя не все дома, что ли.
You are listening to WMUC-FM College Park. Before we start today, a quick PSA.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone.
Won't you please, please help me?
Yeah, the Help Center. Very good place. All right. So, last week. Missed last week. For anyone that tuned in, I am sorry. But this week, I'm hoping to come back with a bang. Oh my goodness, I haven't even explained the show. You're listening to Acoustic Smoothie, where we play all your favorites, all your least favorites, and see how the internet takes them and mixes them and destroys them. And remakes them into something beautiful. Yeah. So this episode, this has kind of been brewing in the back of my mind since I started this show. This is going to be the YTPMV episode. So for those unaware, YTPMV stands for YouTube Poop Music Video. And I'm sure those listening are like, what the heck is a YouTube poop? YouTube poop is just kind of this culture on YouTube, I guess, that arise just out of people taking whatever and then just remixing it into whatever. So, you know, it's very abstract, very surreal. I'm pretty sure it's got a Wikipedia page. Go check that out. But YTPMV specifically is the process of taking just random disparate clips, whether the uploader thinks it's funny or whether they think that it would work musically, just taking all those clips and bringing them together to recreate some existing piece of music. This usually falls into the realm of chiptune music, but I've found many, many, many different, I guess, iterations of this music. Lots of different ideas and stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to just be playing the first song. This is Meowager by Zarlable, who's a pretty prolific person. In the scene, at least. This is Voyager by Daft Punk. You know, I love my Daft Punk. They actually, you know, Fortnite last 2 weeks ago. That was amazing. Gosh, I teared up at that. Getting sidetracked. Meowager. This is Voyager by Daft Punk, but with, I guess, made out of cat sounds, basically. Here it is. Oh. Ah. I have the wrong thing. Okay. It's not just cat sounds, I guess. It's just, again, it's just random clips, but it's a really cool remix Here we go. Yeah, that was Meowager. I do realize it is called YouTube Poop Music Video, and by playing it over the radio, I'm kind of cutting out half of the essential parts of the genre, I guess. It's called music video, but I think, you know, taking a step back and just admiring the musical talent put into these is a really interesting exercise, I guess. That was a really cool remix, I'd say. I'm going to try not to talk too much, but a lot of these YTP MVs are super short. Like, I struggle to find one that's over ones that are over 3 minutes. I'm probably going to be playing a bunch of really short, like, 1.5 minute long ones. But that was crazy. I love this one. I keep coming back to this one. The guitar sounds, the, like, that was it's the cat meowing, the one where it's like the guy holding up his cat up to like a Ring doorbell and going meow. It's awesome. And the bass, I love a good like flangy bass, and that was made, I think, from an Old Spice commercial of Terry Crews' stomach like yelling. And the snare, that snare is crazy. It's the like the guys from SpongeBob like slapping their knees. The ketchup or mustard guys. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. This is what I mean by like completely disparate clips. There's not really a through line between these. I'm pretty sure Zarlable just chose these because they sound good. Anyway, I'm yapping too much. This Up next, this is 8-Bit Sleeps with Dreams by Mario in a Top Hat.
Your baby crying. I'll make them stop.
Go to sleep, don't go to sleep. Go to sleep, don't
go to sleep. You got a time, don't
go to sleep.
You got a time for you.
That was When the Moon Reloads for the Stars by Cake. I think I've played some of Cake's music before. Cake, the YouTuber, YouTube poop music veer, not Cake the band, as in The Distance or Short Skirt, Long Jacket. I am a very big fan of Cake's, I guess, editing style, because it's very, very, very distinct. Even though it's, again, like a lot of disparate clips, it's very saturated, it's very pretty, and the composition and editing of the video, it really stinks that I can't just show this over the radio, but it's very, a very well-edited video, I would say. I wish I could get this kind of composition skill in my own stuff. Yeah. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Up next, this is by Jade on YouTube. This is the YouTube Poop music video episode, so all of these are YouTube Poop music videos. This is Another Medium Fans, When They Meet, and Another Easy Fan. Just from like previewing this a little bit. It uses the Russian Screaming Kit, and that's amazing. And it uses the GameCube. Oh yeah, this is using the, I guess, Undertale as a base. It's really cool. Anyway, enough yapping. Here it is.
Secret TV and my secret TV channel.
Thank you.
Patrick.
Oh, okay. That was just the outro of the video. That was DK. Decay. D-E-K-A-Y. Confusing. Decay by Chris Kogos. That was a YTPMV of Decay. Same name, just different letter. Decay by Home. Yeah. Chris Kogos is kind of one of the, I guess, OGs. Kind of like the ones that, like, kind of brought it more mainstream, I guess. I'm not exactly sure. But I'm a very big fan of the, like, sonic palette that he uses, which is just, I mean, it's just SpongeBob sources. But, like, the preparing the Krabby Patty guy, the da 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 da. Like, it's a very good bass, I guess. And the beeps from Krabborg and Steppin' on the Beach. You know, I guess those were the three main sources. All of the sources, really. Very cool. I do enjoy them. Up next, this is Osmium Alloy Bomb by Dark Kazu. This is a short one. This is just a minute and a half. But right after that, it's Last BFDI by Jack and Jellify, which I'm going to, you know, talk about later. But yeah, this is Osmium Alloy Bomb.
Wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder. We'll be right back.
That was Last BFDI by Jack and Jellify. This is one of the, I guess, rare moments where the actual original creator of some piece of media YTPMVs their own work. And I actually haven't listened to this before now, but that was surprisingly good, I guess. That you could almost mistake that for the original song, I'd say. That like laser sound in the middle of it, I do not know how they did it. I don't watch the show, but the source on the screen seemed to be like some kind of actual laser. So yeah, I cannot believe that entire thing was just made from like mouth sounds and sound effects. It's my goodness, that's crazy. Yeah. Well, up next, this is Bellatro YTPMV by TDSTR. I'm going to assume that's Toadster. Yeah. Bellatro YTPMV. I don't know what else to say. And after that, Super Rush Job by Rem Sly Pro. Here we go. Thank you. Yeah, that was Super Rush Job by Rem Sly Pro. Another, I guess, OG of the YTPMV scene. My most favorite song from them is Asdaf Fukureta Asdaf. It's a, I guess, ASDF movie, but really it's just, again, grab bag of sources. That particular one, the music comes from a, I guess, a custom Super Mario World mod. You guys can't see it, but I'm like viscerally shrugging. But I really love that. The I guess the keys, you could call them. Apparently it's made up from three instances of a Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony going ah, I guess. The little vibrato on that, beautiful. And then that like main flute actually was sampled from a real flute, I guess. It's some guy playing the recorder. And my goodness, that like thumping percussion, big fan of that. It's from pieces of, I guess, other Mario media, and also Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Very, very cool. Up next, this is one of my favorite YTPMVers. Actually, this next one and the person right after that, this is going to be ZZAJAC. Zazajak, I don't really know how to pronounce their name. Another one of those YTPMVers with just a whole smattering, a very, very strong visual style, very strong artistic style, even when, you know, the music and the visuals are made up of other people's stuff. It's just, again, the composition's really nice. All of these are probably going to be, these are all listed on the WMC website. I heavily suggest that whoever's listening, go check out the actual videos for these. Yeah. Anyway, this is Zazajak's Palm Tree Panic / Bad Future. This is a YTPMV of a Sonic CD song. Again, I'm pretty sure all of this has been either like EDM or video game music. Yeah. And then after that, it's The Pipe Dream by Rabomi, who's another YTPMVR that I love. But yeah, Zazajak, Palm Tree Panic, Bad Future. Okay, that was Pipe Dream by Robomi. I keep forgetting, my goodness. Robomi's music is always very, very overstimulating to watch videos. All the videos are really overstimulating to watch. So much happening all the time. I guess that was just, I guess you could call that a fusion collab YTPMV. That was a tribute to Jim Davis and also a birthday special. Interesting. It was Garfield House music. I didn't know that there was Garfield House music. It's crazy. We're kind of getting a little bit more serious, I guess. I guess we're kind of, I'm just checking this show, like how much time we have left. All right. So this up next, this is Redoin' by Jerry Terry. This is kind of like a classic, a personal classic for me. This is actually a remix, I guess, of a older YTPMV. this was heard earlier. It's the H.H. Gregg Panasonic guy. I forget his name. The titular Gregg. set to Doing It Right, but this is a remix of that by Jerry Terry. It's great. And after that, Sad Navigator by Rosie. And hopefully we'll have enough time for the classic of classics, Big Beat Mario. But this, for now, this is Redoin'. Unfortunately, well, that was Redoin' by Jerry Terry. Unfortunately, it does seem like we're almost out of time. However, this has been Acoustic Smoothie, and what did we learn today? I don't know. Sampling is very, very fun, especially when you can take random sounds and just stretch and squash and mold them whichever way you want. And it's a technique that I don't really see in, I guess, professional, in big quotes, professional music. Really do wish that, you know, this was something more popular, I guess. Anyway, I guess my big Beat Mario finale, save that, keep that in my back pocket for another time. But this has been Acoustic Smoothie. Go out, listen to other people's music, take what you love. Make something new. Yeah. This is Sad Navigator by Rosie to play us out. Very good mash. And this is a remix of Sad Machine. I forget. Anyway, here's Sad Navigator.
Is anyone there? Oh, hi.
Thank you. Hi, this is Armin Jamal reminding you that you're listening to the number one station in college broadcasting, WMUC, College Radio in College Park.
Streets, everyone's dead.